From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're excited about a Pulitzer Prize-winning play, Three Lonely Boys in San Jose in a Funky Bicycle Circus. David Wiegand and I, we're going to run away and join the circus after this, right?
On my stationary bike, right? Because yes. That's the kind I ride. I wouldn't ride a real bicycle in this city. Are you kidding?
I want to do a trapeze act, but I'm not sure I could trust you to catch me.
Sure you can.
Anyway, let's start with that bicycle circus.
Never tried to check me out, never tried to check his brakes, never tried to see if I'm all right. Splash me in the eye from a puddle, better than a gun. Still, it was a case of the hit and run. Take my life, leave me for dead.
That's a song about dodging cars while riding a bike by Bicicletas Por La Paz. And this is musical activism, Bay Area style. If these guys didn't exist, we'd have to invent them, right?
Absolutely. They really have they care about a lot of causes, but mm-hmm. they're also bicycle activists. Guitarist mm-hmm. Adley Penner says, you know, we're really a band. Their music has very powerful statements. There's one called Fruitvale, which is about the Oscar Grant shooting. Mm-hmm. And other songs really sort of are their manifesto in many ways.
Bicicletas Por La Paz plays the Great American Music Hall tomorrow night. The Commonwealth Club does not make many appearances on the Do List. It's really mostly talking heads, some good stuff. But they're doing a series on why music matters this month with some very cool local music makers and leaders. And they're wrapping it up this coming week.
I mean, whoever thought that the Commonwealth Club would be the hottest club in town?
Right. We'll be know? Hip, yeah.
I mean, it's so hip. No, really, they've done a lot of really good programs there. It's a very strange thing that they're doing, but very adventurous. And they have one now called Death with Interruptions, which is based on the Jose Saramago novel. And it's an opera, basically. It's pieces of an opera by the Left Coast Chamber Ensemble.
The Commonwealth Club's Music Matters series continues this afternoon with a performance of Death with Interruptions. And on Monday, Keith Terry talks and plays himself. He really plays himself. He pats his chest and stuff. That's at the Commonwealth Club in San Francisco. Something curious now. That's an excerpt from Sonata for Two Pianos by Arnold Bax, a kind of obscure piece, but a really worthy one. And one of the pieces you could hear if you go to this wonderful series of concerts called Curious Flights. This is the second season dedicated to music that is not on everyone's classical playlist.
That's yet. Right. This is the brainchild of Brendan Guy, who is a British import himself. And he's also a wonderful clarinetist. He's put together this program of music by Arnold Bax, Finzi, Vaughan Williams, Benjamin Britten, of course. And it's called An English Portrait. And it's really just a profile of wonderful English music, and Brendan himself will be playing clarinet, which is always a treat, and there's some other people involved, too.
Yeah, you don't want to miss Julie Adams, a Adler fellow who's going to be doing John Ireland's Sacred and Profane Songs, gorgeous stuff. Curious Flights takes wing tomorrow night at the San Francisco Conservatory of Music. Now, here's a play that seems very topical. A black policeman named Walter in New York City is recovering from being shot by a white cop in what he says was a racially motivated incident. That's the plot of Stephen Adley Gergis's play Between Riverside and Crazy. An American Conservatory Theater is doing it with its first production outside of New York. And it's starring Carl Lumley as Walter, the cop. And I talked to Carl the other day. Here's what he says about the characters in plays by Stephen Gergis.
We're all either fallen saints, active saints, or saints in the making. He honors humanity in a way that I just find astounding. And in many of his plays, there is room made for either small or large miracles.
No matter what Carl Lumley does, the one thing that is common to all of his performances is that fierce intelligence. And I think you heard something of that in that clip from your interview with him. This play won the Pulitzer Prize. It's opening the ACT season. It sounds like an absolute don't miss for the fall.
Between Riverside and Crazy begins Wednesday and runs through September 27th at the Geary Theater in San Francisco. Now three brothers from Texas.
It's morning past midnight, and I'm all alone. Just me and my Chevy.
from the latest album by the Sons of Conjunto player Ringo Garza. They're called Los Lonely Boys, and they sound like, this is a Texas band, they sound like kind of great blues rock.
That's their fantastic tradition. I mean, they really are amazing. And anyone who's ever seen their live shows, they're really fantastic. And on a live show, the records, I think, reflect all of that. Los Lonely Boys play the Music in the Park series in San Jose at Plaza de Cesar Chavez Park tonight. That's our cheap thrill, $10 to $15, and the show starts at 5:15.
How about we fall forward now, David? We're talking about stuff we're really excited about for the fall, and I believe you've got something going on at Cal Performances.
I don't, but I'll be there to watch it. Gustavo Dudamel, who's the great conductor of the L.A. Phil, but has a whole other side project. He came from the Simon Bolivar Orchestra of Venezuela, and he's going to be in residence at Cal Performances for three performances, two of which are going to be at Zellerbach Hall, but one of which is going to be a performance of the Beethoven Ninth at the Greek, and the three-day residency is from the 24th to the 26th of September.
Yeah, it should be a great show. And I'm jazzed about an early September appearance of a pianist named Chris Bowers. He plays jazz. He lives in New York. He's 25. He's just a kid, really. He's worked with Jay-Z and Kanye West. He writes film scores, and he knows everything about jazz. He can play sort of in the style of Oscar Peterson or Herbie Hancock or Keith Jarrett. Chris Bowers. He's going to be at the Joe Henderson Lab at SF Jazz September 12th in two shows. If there's any justice, these should sell out. Thanks so much, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor at the San Francisco Chronicle. You can find these shows and lots more at KQED Arts and KQED.org/the-do-list. I'm Cy Musiker. Follow me on Twitter at CyrusKQED.